Welcome to A Course in Business Miracles. This is Heather Dominick, creator of businessmiracles.com and founder and leader of the Highly Sensitive Entrepreneur Movement. Join me today for some genuine practical assistance and a business-altering and life-changing experience. A business miracle. This is A Course in Business Miracles, episode number 2, Intuition. As a highly sensitive entrepreneur, one of your greatest gifts is intuition. Learn how to use this HSE strength to increase your financial success.
Our theme word for today's training is intuition. To really understand intuition and the role it plays in business miracles and your success, you must first understand a little bit more about yourself. So if you've been attracted to the series, you are most likely what I refer to as an HSE. And that is a highly sensitive entrepreneur. So to understand what it means to be an HSE, we have to first know what it does not mean. And I invite you to write that down. What it does not mean. So being highly sensitive does not mean that you are weak. It does not mean that you are weird. It does not mean that you are incapable. It does not mean even that you are necessarily shy. And it does not even necessarily mean that you are introverted. And it does not necessarily mean that you are less than. What it does mean, according to Dr. Elaine Aron, who's a leading researcher and founder of the concept and the understanding of highly sensitive persons, what it does mean is that you are literally genetically coded to be a unique 20% of the entire world population. You are coded to be a royal advisor. So if you've been attracted to being a coach, a healing practitioner, a creative entrepreneur, you are literally lined up, aligned for success, because you are naturally coded to do so. It does mean that you are empathic. It does mean that you are able to read subtleties very, very keenly and clearly. It does mean that you are creative. It does mean that you are spiritual by nature. And it does mean that you tend to feel things more deeply than others, and it also means that you tend to think about things more deeply than others. And you are naturally highly intuitive. So what's the shadow side of an HSE? The shadow side of being an HSE is that we are easily overwhelmed. We also can easily find ourselves scattered, confused, and reacting in a very hypersensitive way. Simply because we, again, interpret things, intuit things, and feel things more deeply than others. So what does this all have to do with intuition and business miracles and your success? Well, first of all, let me just share with you how I came to understand and be a teacher and leader and facilitator of highly sensitive entrepreneurs. So as I've shared with you, a few years ago in my business was a very, very dark time. I was working with a mismatched mentor, and I just felt like I was constantly being pushed to create more, 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 more. And everywhere that I looked online and everywhere that I looked around the coaching industry, all of this very loud marketing and communication about in order to be successful, in order to mean that you were successful, you had to have more income, more people. And I was exhausted. And I was extremely out of alignment. And I remember one night sitting at the dinner table sharing all of this with my husband. And he said to me something that really struck me. He said, "You know, Heather, whenever I hear you talk about how it is that you work with your community members and your clients, you always talk about how you really go to an extreme to really meet them with where they are and who they are." And so, Heather, my husband said, "I think you need a mentor that's like you." And I was stunned. And at that time, I couldn't find a marketing mentor who could really see me for who I was and could support me in creating and building a business based on who I was. So, in addition to my intense commitment to the studying of A Course in Miracles, I committed also intensely to understanding more about who I really was. Who am I? What is the business that I am meant to be running? What is it that I'm meant to be bringing to the world through my business? And what is that meant to look like? And through that discovery process, I came to understand that I am highly sensitive. Now, being highly sensitive didn't surprise me. But when I first took my initial self-assessment, my self-quiz, what really stunned me was how highly sensitive I was, like off the charts score. And because one of my foundational teaching principles is understanding that your ideal client is a version of you, I took this self-quiz that I had taken and I brought it into my highest level business training group at that time, shared it with the members of that business training, and every single person in the room was also highly sensitive. And I thought, huh, something's happening here. So from there, I have dove even deeper into what it means to be highly sensitive. And I can't say for certain, but from just research that I've done, memoirs that I've read, autobiographies that I've read, articles that I've read, I can share with you some famous HSEs, or at least people who are famous and highly sensitive. Princess Diana, President Obama, Lena Dunham, Sonia Sotomayor, Steve Jobs, Audrey Hepburn, just to name a few. This is evidence that because you're highly sensitive doesn't mean that you can't be successful. But most likely, somewhere along the line, you received the message that because you're highly sensitive, you can't be successful. Or because you're highly sensitive, there's something wrong with you. Now again, you absolutely can be successful as an HSE, but you must learn to use your abilities as assets, not hindrances in your business. And again, most likely most of us received the message somewhere along the line that because of our highly sensitivity, there's something wrong with us. But the truth is, there's nothing wrong with you. It's just that you're a unique 20% of the world population. A unique 20% of the world population that is coded to be highly successful, again, as a coach, as a healing practitioner, as a creative. The key is that you learn to set up systems for managing your energy and your marketing and your selling. And at the center of it all is your intuition. Now, there are all types of clairs. There are people who are clairvoyant, which means that you see things. There are people who are clairaudient, which means that you hear things. There are people who are clairsentient, that means that you feel things. There are people who are claircognizant, which means that you know things. And you see and you hear and you feel and you know at a deeper level that goes beyond just the physical world plane. As you learn to harness this, this is here to support you in the most extreme ways in creating success in your business. I have a member who recently joined our Elite Business Training Program. Now, when I first connected with this extremely talented woman, she was extremely frustrated. She was extremely overwhelmed. She had been involved with a lot of different coaching and training programs out there and was absolutely at her wit's end of not being able to generate the income that she desired in her business. The very first thing that I mentored her in, taught her how to do, as I do with all of my members, is taught her and mentored her how to really utilize her intuition, specifically when it comes to having a selling conversation. And as a result, she joined the business training program in January, and just 2 months later, she had already generated $20,000 in her business. And intuition, the center of it all, absolutely key. And that is why the selling process that I teach is specifically designed for highly sensitive entrepreneurs, because it was specifically designed for me. And as and through that specific design, at the heart of it all is, again, the ability to use your intuition. And specifically when it comes to selling, for those of us who are highly sensitive, this can be a real stop and block. And part of the reason is because through the process of having a selling conversation, we must be able to fully own and claim our value. And again, what most of us have been taught somewhere along the line, unconsciously or consciously, we were taught that we were not as valuable as the other 80% out there who are much louder, much more charismatic, and much more, not in necessarily a negative way, but much more self-centered than we are. But that does not mean that you are any less capable, and it definitely doesn't mean that you are any less valuable. Again, it actually means that you are more capable and more valuable as a person who is coded to be a royal advisor. And if there's anything that our global society needs desperately right now, that is more royal advisors. This world needs more coaches, needs more healing practitioners, needs more creatives to literally save this world, to save this planet from the dark direction that it's headed in. That is why it is absolutely imperative that we each come forward, do what needs to be done, create a commitment to ourselves, our self-value, our self-worth, and to bringing that to others, to bringing that to the world through the vehicle that is your business. Now, why is it important that it's brought to the world through the vehicle that it is of your business? Well, that is so that you can be fully taken care of, so that you can be compensated, so that you can be provided for, so that you can continue to serve the world through your HSE skills and abilities. Now, one of the questions that I receive all the time is, Heather, how do I know the difference between intuition and fear? And the simple answer is expansion versus contraction. And according to A Course in Miracles, expansion, evolution, is the only reason why we are here. So when you're tapping in, when you're tuning in, You are looking to listen and feel for, will this bring me into a greater expansion, a greater experience, an expanded experience, even though I might be afraid of that because it's something that I don't know. It's something I haven't experienced before. Or is it going to keep me contracted, withdrawn, being overprotective, hiding? And that is how you know. Expansion versus contraction. Intuition versus fear. So the key process that we're speaking about here is to ask for what you need, and then to listen for the guidance you receive, whether again you receive it through sight, through sound, through feeling, through knowing, and then hear the guidance you're being given, and then act on the guidance you're being given. Because see, as a highly sensitive entrepreneur, we are meant to work energetically first, to literally prepare ourselves energetically before we move into action. When we do that, we are extremely powerful and your experiences are extremely fruitful. And as an entrepreneur, that means extremely prosperous. So we're here to practice. My invitation for you, an assignment, is to literally practice tuning in to your intuition, to ask, to listen, to hear, and then to act. Now, a key piece is also trust. Between the listening, the hearing, and the acting is to trust on the guidance you are being given. I recently attended a writing retreat with the incredible Julia Cameron. And one of the things that she shared that really struck me is that she said, skepticism creates pain. And trust creates creativity, and creativity creates life. And of course, your business is part of that. I invite you to step into what I refer to as V and V energy, visibility and vulnerability. Practice tapping into your intuition, and then be willing to be seen and to share. First of all, continue to share the miracles you're experiencing, and then begin to share the experiences that you're having with your intuition. Share your intuitive stories. Practice. Remember that as you are witnessed, you are accelerated. And as you are willing to be visible and vulnerable, you create miracles and acceleration of miracles for others. So witness yourself, witness others without judgment, and to share. Awesome. Deep breath in and let it out. And just take your hand and tap your third eye, that space in between your eyes. Tap three times. And really allow everything you've received from today's daily dose of intuition to enter into your mind, your heart, and every cell of your being, so that the ideas, insights, and inspiration from today's training call will just naturally ripple out into positive impacts in your business and life. And as you go throughout your business day today, just remember to pause, breathe, connect in to the energy of today's daily dose, and when faced with a challenge, ask yourself, how can I see this differently? And then tune in to listen, hear, and act upon the intuitive answer that you receive.
Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of A Course in Business Miracles. If you're ready to learn how to use your highly sensitive abilities to support you in being purposeful, profitable and empowered rather than scattered, poor, and undervalued, take my free self-quiz to find out if you are indeed a highly sensitive entrepreneur. And if you are, along with your quiz results, you'll receive my free HSE success guide, which will teach you how to have your highly sensitive abilities working for you to create the results you desire in your business. Take the quiz and receive your free success guide now at www.hsequiz.com.